If you've ever found yourself entangled in the complexities of existence, weighed down by the burdens of a clouded mind, you'll know that navigating through life's obstacles can be a challenging task. The irony is that the very clouds obscuring your path are of your own making, and the door to divine wisdom, to other realms of existence, lies just beyond them. You see, a confused or tense mind is not just an inconvenience, it's a blockade. It's like a fog that not only blurs your vision, but also muffles your intuition, the innate compass we all possess. The divine is not some distant, elusive concept. It's right there behind the clouds in your mind. But how do you clear the fog? How do you find your way when you're lost in it? This is where meditation comes into play. I have to emphasize that it's the only tool that can help you identify and disperse these clouds. Now, let's bring in the scientific perspective, particularly the fascinating realm of quantum physics. You see, at the quantum level, particles exist in a state of potentiality. And it's the act of observing that collapses this wave function into a definite state. Similarly, your thoughts, emotions, and intuitions exist in a quantum state of infinite possibilities. Meditation, then, serves as the observer in this quantum equation, collapsing the wave function of your mind into a state of clarity and focus. It's like tuning a radio to the frequency where divine signals are broadcast. Signals that are always there but require the right conditions to be received. A clouded or tense mind acts like interference in this delicate quantum system. It's akin to static noise that drowns out the symphony of your intuition, the music of the spheres that resonates with the divine. The door to other realms, to the Akashic records, to the universal consciousness is right there, hidden behind the quantum clouds in your mind. Meditation is the scientific instrument, the quantum telescope, if you will, that allows you to peer through these clouds. Now, you might argue that you're too busy, that you have more pressing issues to solve than to sit in silence. But here's the magic of meditation. It's not just about relaxation. Sure, relaxation is a byproduct, but the real essence of meditation is problem-solving at its most fundamental level. Without dedicating time to meditation, you'll find yourself stuck in a loop, wrestling with the same issues year after year. This is the karmic cycle, a concept that your intellect alone cannot grasp. Only through meditation can you break free from this cycle. So, instead of spending another decade entangled in the same problems, why not invest your time in meditation? Prioritize it. Make it the cornerstone of your daily routine. But here's a caveat. If you approach meditation with a specific goal, be it relaxation, achieving success, or manifesting something, you risk sabotaging your practice. It's akin to planting a seed and then constantly digging it up to see if it has sprouted yet. The very act of checking hinders the natural process of growth. Meditation is similar. It's a paradox. While you may start with a reason, you must relinquish any desire for a specific outcome once you begin. If you're here seeking solutions to your life's problems, consider how many years you've spent grappling with similar issues. Isn't it time to break the cycle? Meditation is not just an option. It's the secret ingredient, the master key that unlocks all doors. So make it a priority. After all, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and that step is meditation.